Senator John Kennedy's Basic Constitutional Question Stumps Biden Judicial Nominee. By Jordan Dixon Hamilton on January 26, 2023. Senator John Kennedy, RLA, stumps one of President Joe Biden's judicial nominees when he asked basic questions about the U.S. Constitution that left her seemingly unable to answer. Biden nominated Spokane County Superior Court Judge Charnel Gelkangren to serve as the U.S. District Judge for the Eastern District of Washington. During Gelkangren's testimony before the Senate Judiciary Committee, Kennedy asked two basic questions about the U.S. Constitution and one about statutory interpretation. "Tell me what Article V of the Constitution does," Kennedy asked Gelkangren. "Article V is not coming to mind at the moment," she responded. "How about Article II? Kennedy asked. "Neither is Article II," Gelkangren said, leaving Kennedy scratching his head. "Article V of the U.S. Constitution outlines the process for amending the Constitution, while Article II outlines the executive powers vested in the President of the United States." Kennedy again left the Gonzaga University School of Law graduate stumped when he asked her to define purposivism, which is a form of statutory interpretation that maintains that the legal effect of a statute should be determined by the objective purpose of the statute, according to Legal Theory Blog. "In my 12 years as an assistant attorney general, in my 9 years as a judge, I was not faced with that precise question," Gelkangren told Kennedy. "We are the highest trial court in Washington state, so I'm frequently faced with issues that I'm not familiar with, and I thoroughly review the law, I research, and apply the law to the facts presented to me." After graduating from Gonzaga University School of Law in 2000, Gelkangren served as an assistant attorney general for the Washington Attorney General's office. In 2013, Gelkangren became an administrative judge in Washington state before Governor Jay Inslee, D., appointed her to the Spokane County Superior Court in 2019. Speaking with NBC News after the hearing, Kennedy said, "Some of these nominees that have been forced in the last 2 years have no business being anywhere near a federal bench. They don't have any business being anywhere near a park bench. I don't ask the nominees, 'Do you support this precedent or you support that precedent?' I ask them to tell me about the law, tell me what the Constitution says, tell me about the relationship between the federal judiciary and our administrative agencies," Kennedy added. "These are all very basic questions." Kennedy previously grilled former President Donald Trump's judicial nominee, Matthew Peterson, on basic legal questions, which ultimately resulted in Peterson withdrawing his name from consideration after a video of the exchange went viral online. However, with Democrats in majority control of the Senate, Gelkangren can advance to a vote before the entire Senate if all Democrats on the Senate Judiciary Committee approve her. Then she would need all 50 Democrats to vote in her favor before she can join the federal judiciary. Jordan Dixon Hamilton is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at DixonHamilton@Breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter.